Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Lots to go over this morning. The Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office in with, we're going to run through a number of events that are going to be coming up over the next few months and just talk about safety in general. Captain Lisa Wright here, Lieutenant Robert Owens, and First Sergeant Sean Jones here. All old friends. Thank you all for being here.
Good morning, Ted.
Good morning, Ted.
Again.
It's been a while.
It's been too long. I think the last time we talked was right before some of the Christmas stuff that turned out to be very successful. And we're going to get into just a lot of events that you're going to be involved in over the next few months. It's warming up, Robert, and one of the things I guess we all need to be aware of with warm weather is just locking things up. I went out to my car this morning and I noticed that I hadn't locked it, and the windows were down, and I thought, I'm glad I didn't have to file a report with you when you came in this morning.
That's right, Ted, and we've talked about that before with you especially locking your car.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, you know, if you go out walking in your neighborhood, people think it's safe to leave the house, and they leave the house unlocked and the doors open. But make sure if you go for a stroll through the neighborhood, you lock your house, that your cars are always locked, even if they're in the driveway. Lock your cars. Secure your garage door openers out of plain view in the glove box or in your console somewhere where people can't look in and see it, because they can get in your car and then open your garage door and then get in your house. So make sure that's done. If you're going on vacation, make sure that a neighbor's picking up your mail or your paper, you stop that stuff so it's not in the mailbox and obvious to potential thieves that you're not at home.
A lot of this can just happen just like that too. That's the thing. And I noticed last night I was in the house and out on the back porch and realized somebody could just walk in the front door. Leaving the front door open if there's no one else in the house, not a good idea.
Exactly. And that's just like if you're doing your yard work and you're in the backyard and you've left the front door open, you don't know what's going on in the front of your house. So even if you're outside right in your own yard, you should secure your house to prevent that, because burglary or larceny is a crime of opportunity. And if somebody's driving or walking down the street and they see an opportunity to steal something, they're going to take advantage of it if you give them that opportunity.
Well, and unfortunately, we live in a time where things happen. Every locality around here has dealt with home invasions, things like that. I mean, some terrifying things. Nobody's immune to it.
That's right. And you know, if you're outside and maybe your family's in the house, but a potential criminal doesn't know that, so they may come in the house and your family's inside and startle your family, and then, you know, their intent might not have been to hurt anybody, but faced with that opportunity, they may. So it's always good to keep your house secure.
So it's nice to have warm weather and all that goes with it this time of year, but just try to think ahead.
Yeah.
Can I say something, Ted? Right now, a lot of people are out on spring break with their children.
Yeah.
And a lot of people went out of town for spring break, enjoying the weather and a little vacation with their kids. One of the things I've seen a lot of people are posting on Facebook where they're at and what they're doing and so forth. We recommend, if you're going to go to town, if you're going to go on vacation, don't advertise on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Share your pictures once you get back, but don't do it while you're away. You never know who's watching your Facebook page and who may take advantage of that situation.
That's a good point, because I think probably a lot of the same ones you have where people are telling, you know, what beach they're at.
Correct.
And so you know they're not around here.
Exactly.
We're talking with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office this morning about a number of things. You've got an event that you've done now for a number of years. Autism Awareness Day is coming up in just a couple of weeks in April.
That's right. It's coming up April the 10th, 2016. The event is going to be from noon until 4 p.m. And this year, the location has changed. It's going to be at Riverbend High School. It's a program that Sheriff Harris started when he became sheriff. It's ran by Lieutenant Eddie Peck, and it's an opportunity to bring awareness about autism and also give back to the families who kids suffer for autism as well.
I've gone the last couple of years. It's a great program for families that are that are dealing with that. It's all there's a lot of sensory things that that kids can do, and I mean it's really a one of a kind thing.
Correct. It's one of the first in the state. A lot of people travel from all throughout the state just to come to this event.
Yeah.
Last year, they even had people come as far as from Maryland just to come and participate in this event. It also brings awareness, like I said, about autism and also supports our Project Lifesaver program, which allows us to buy transmitters to help locate people that suffer from autism or Alzheimer's.
You talk about, Sean, some things, some technology that's been helpful. That sure has for whether it's kids or older people.
It's very helpful. It knocks your search time down from hours to just minutes. Mm-hmm. Once you arrive on scene with the transmitter, if they are a Project Lifesaver client, you're able to locate them within minutes, and it saves down on time. And it helps save lives.
No, I remember years ago when there would be those kind of situations when you were looking, and a lot of times just the search time would just be it could be really long, and there always sometimes weren't good endings.
Yes, you know, but like you said, technology has come a long way, and it's helping us a lot in law enforcement.
If someone wants to sign up for that, do they sign up for that through the sheriff's office?
The contact person for that is Lieutenant Eddie Peck. If someone's interested in finding out more information about that or signing up a parent or a child, the contact person is Lieutenant Eddie Peck. The non-emergency number for the sheriff's office is 540-582-7115, and it's asked to speak with Lieutenant Eddie Peck.
540-582-7115 for that. We're talking with the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office for Sergeant Sean Jones here, Lieutenant Robert Owens, Captain Lisa Wright. We will be back. We'll continue on this morning on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office in this morning. Captain Lisa Wright, First Sergeant Sean Jones, Lieutenant Robert Owens here as we talk about stuff going on. Sean, you're going to have a heroin summit taking place at Germanic Community College. Did the weather knock this out the first time? Wasn't this supposed to be a little bit earlier?
Yes, it was supposed to be a little bit earlier, but the weather knocked it out the first time. So hopefully in April, we got good weather now, so it's going to go through April the 28th from 6 starts at 6 o'clock at the Germanic Community College campus. And this is going to be a heroin summit. We're going to bring all walks of the law enforcement community together to discuss this very important topic. We're going to show a video that the Attorney General's office produced on the dangers of heroin and its effects. And we're going to have a discussion once that video is concluded. We're going to have representatives from the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Office. We'd like to thank Germanic Community College for hosting this event. The Virginia State Police will be there. Members from Drug Court, Probation and Parole, and the Rappahannock Regional Jail will be on hand to answer questions and have a discussion about the dangers of heroin and the effects it has in our community. Some of the statistics are just alarming. Nationally, there were over 47,000 overdoses last year. Also, over 10,000 deaths occurred just because of this very bad epidemic. And there was over 586,000 substance abuse disorders related to heroin last year as well. I'm sorry, 2014. Those were the latest statistics.
Yeah. Boy, this is something that I remember hearing about it the first time just a few years ago, and we hadn't heard about it for a long time. I mean, this was something, heroin was something you heard in the 60s and in the 70s, kind of went away, but boy, it has come back, and like you say, there's no area and no, it doesn't matter social status. I mean, it's a problem.
It's a very severe problem. It's all around us in this area. We've recently had some deaths related to heroin, as well as I think King George has had some as well. It's a very severe problem, and we need to get out and try to tackle this problem. And Sheriff Harris believes in getting out, educating people. You know, he wants to get out and educate. He wants to prevent. And also, we're going to have to do some enforcement to knock this problem out.
I guess one of the things you see when you read some of these stories, and I've seen that the film that the Attorney General's office has done. Well, it just shows how powerful the drug is. That, you know, a lot of times, a lot of these people get involved and just think that they're going to recreationally do it, and it just seems to just grab you.
It spirals. You know, it's cheap. A lot of it's, I mean, it's amazing how many people are just getting their hands on this stuff, and they don't understand the repercussions. I mean, you know, one dosage of this can kill you the first time you even use it.
Yeah.
They don't understand that. They don't understand that the diseases that are associated with it. They don't understand what it can do to your family members. They don't understand what it can do to their lives. I mean, you see one of the most beautiful person you've seen before in your life, and then several months later, you look at them like, man, what's going on with you? Come to find out they're addicted to heroin. Mm. And it's tragic. I mean, I see a lot of people that are addicted to heroin, and as soon as they get out of jail, they're going right back to it, picking up their bad habits. It's a fight. I mean, I've seen parents come to us for help, and we try to help them, but it's up to their child to get the help that they need as well.
Mm. It's affecting communities. It's like you say, it's affecting families.
It's affecting everybody. I mean, it's not a Spotsylvania problem. It's a nationwide problem. And, you know, we gotta work to educate people, like I said before, and enforcement is going to take place.
April 28th is the summit itself is taking place at Germano, right?
Correct. Germano in the auditorium. Like I said, we're going to show the video, and then we're going to have a panel discussion. Also, resources are available, and we're going to have resources available for everybody there as well. And also, the Attorney General is supposed to be stopping by as well.
Okay. Good stuff. This is the kind of thing, and even though you may think I'm immune from this, if you're a teacher, you work with kids, or just no matter what you do in the community, this is something you might want to take in and if nothing else, just listen in and hear about a growing problem.
Exactly. I mean, it's for everybody, teachers, parents. It's a community-wide event. We say it all the time, get involved in your community. Some people don't know what the signs to look for.
What are the signs? Do you know off the top of your head?
I mean, some of the signs that you can see is your kids being disoriented. They're locked up in their room. They're staying away from their parents. A lot of times people don't even check a person's arms. And if you check the person's arms, you can see track marks in their arms. Or you can see, I saw one kid, he had to go get surgery because he had a beak abscess in his arm. It basically ate a hole into his arm because of the drugs.
Oh.
The nail beds.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, they also, you know, shoot through their fingernail beds or their toenails, you know, shoot, so that doesn't show as much, you know, as a track mark on the arm would.
Wow, scary stuff. Yeah. April 28th, this heroin summit at Germanic Community College, the Fredericksburg, the Spotsylvania campus of Germana, on April 20th. What time does that start again?
6 p.m.
So, be watching for that. You did a Wounded Warrior, a big event at the Spotsylvania Mall last year, middle of April, I think, was when you did the one.
Yes.
Last year. You're doing one in May this year, again, to kind of focus in on and to just thank Wounded Warriors.
Yes, it's an event that last year that we did. We raised over $10,000 for the Wounded Warriors of Virginia. This year, Chick-fil-A has taken the lead and worked with us to make this event huge. Chick-fil-A is also going to feed all military members and their family that day as well. A very good, positive event to thank those who made the sacrifice for us here.
Well, the thing I remember from last year is just how many people were involved. We have so many veterans in this area, and this is really a nice thank you. And to have it in May, you're starting to bump into Memorial Day.
Yes.
and a lot of things. So this was a nice event.
It's a very good event. You know, our area is one of the fastest growing areas for people that are in the military that come to this area. because of the jobs in Northern Virginia and so forth. So it's an opportunity for the sheriff's office and local businesses, like I said, to give back to those who made the sacrifice. We met some pretty interesting people that go above and beyond last year, and we're just continuing with the event.
Well, it's nice that the Chick-fil-A has stepped up and they're involved, because a lot of these events that we talk about, in past years, the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office has done everything, has done the planning, has done the implementation, has done the breaking down. It's nice that some of these events are starting to get community buy-in and some people saying, let's do it, so you don't, that the Sheriff's Office doesn't necessarily have to be the sole person.
That's correct. Our agency is very blessed. We do a lot for the community, and now a lot of people are seeing what we do, and they want to be part of it. So it's a blessing that Chick-fil-A jumped on board this year, and we have other business partners that want to do stuff with us. You know, it's a wonderful opportunity to give back to our community.
That is May 21st at the Spotsylvania Town Center, the Wounded Warrior Appreciation Day. We're talking about doing things for the community. First Sergeant Sean Jones here. Right after the tornado in Tappahannock, within hours, you had something lined up and made a couple of trips to Tappahannock. Got a lot of the community together to provide water and things like that. That was pretty impressive. What a number of volunteers. And again, you got a lot of the community who helped, but you really helped facilitate that.
Well, I'm going to tell you how it all started, to be honest with you. About 1:30 in the morning, my Facebook started going off, and people was like, hey, we need to do something to help. So a lot of our business partners and our community partners as well jumped on board. You know, we put something out on Facebook, hey, we're going to be doing this for Tappahannock. Within an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, we had a bit of a truck filled and almost a trailer full of stuff to take down there to them. And then other business partners saw what we were doing. Angie Feaster, Kyra Bullock from the General District Court, one of the towing companies in the community as well. I think he gave 16 pallets of water, so we had a large convoy down to Westmoreland. Chick-fil-A in South Point, because they donated sandwiches for the first responders down there. So it was a blessing to, and it was a good feeling to help, you know, help another community, and also help our first responders as well.
I remember you and I talking right before you went the second day, and you mentioning that it was just what an honor it was to help, and how close that was. That could have easily been Spotsylvania.
It could have easily been us here in Spotsylvania. Hopefully, if something happens, I don't want anything to happen here, but if it does, hopefully some of the other counties will reach out and help us like we helped them. It's all about working together, helping one another to make all of our communities safer. And that's what it's about, helping one another, helping people in need in the time of crisis. And they were very, very much appreciative of it.
Yeah. You're from that area, aren't you?
From the Westmoreland County area, yes.
Yeah. It was the area that got hit. Was what was it like to go back and see that?
Me, I grew up going to Tappahannock in Essex County to go shopping when I lived in Westmoreland. And you go down there and you see homes wiped away. You see trees. You can't really describe it, because I never seen anything like that before. But a person's home just completely wiped away due to the tornado. It's sad.
Yeah.
Sad. But they were strong, and they all worked together. It was amazing when you got down and you saw how everyone was working together. And they thank you for coming there, and they just jumped out and started working.
Now, and for you guys and the people that you mentioned that worked, because several of you took a couple of days and went over there and spent a lot of time gathering stuff here and then getting in there. It was good to see.
You know, if something with giving back and helping people, go right to the sheriff and he's get it done. So that's what we do. We get it done.
Yeah. Speaking of the sheriff, there is a coffee with the sheriff coming up. A good chance for people, if you've never met the sheriff, to just to take your kids or yourself to go and meet the sheriff. Or if you have a suggestion, I know In the past, some suggestions have been made for these Coffee with the Sheriff.
That's right, Ted. And this one is going to be on April 13th. That's a Wednesday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at McDonald's at Harrison Crossing. And those are a great opportunity for the community to come out. They can meet the sheriff, meet the command staff, talk about any concerns or issues they may have, or just hang out and talk just about life in general. And those are good opportunities for people to come out.
I was going
to
say, because a lot of times I would think that you pick up someone just telling you something that's going on in their neighborhood, and it may be nothing more than you send a patrol car every now and then down their street, but you know, who knows? It could be you may find out even bigger things.
That's right.
Someone coming forward.
And we get that a lot. You know, we've solved some crimes, people giving information, and it turns out that we can solve some crimes that way, people giving us information.
Public safety messages are being made, safety messages by the Sheriff's Office. We will talk about that with Captain Wright when we come back. Captain Lisa Wright, Lieutenant Robert Owens, and First Sergeant Sean Jones here this morning on Town Talk. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We are coming up on 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg,
a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Lisa Wright, Lieutenant Robert Owens, and First Sergeant Sean Jones from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office here this morning as we're talking about a number of events as the spring approaches, the number of events and really outward outreach that the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office does. It's there all year round, but boy, really, really picks up in the spring months. Captain Wright, we haven't even heard from you. It just occurs to me, you've been sitting there just as.
How can you up these guys?
Exactly.
It's impossible.
It is. But a lot of people now are able to use, in a lot of organizations, using Facebook for a lot of different things with videos, and you're about to do that as far as for some public safety messages that you're going to get out.
We are. One of our partners, Stallard Marketing here in town, came to the Sheriff's Office yesterday and helped us videotape some small, short safety messages on topics that are extremely important to a lot of people. And they're not that long, but they're just common sense things that you tend to forget about. So yesterday we chose about five topics and had our Sheriff's Office experts in those areas speak about them. And they were such things like female safe self-defense, frauds and scams, internet safety. First Sergeant Jones spoke about burglary and home safety. And then we also did one on active shooter. And it's just a two-minute message of, you know, how to prevent yourself from becoming a victim, or if this happens, something such as you find yourself in an active shooter scenario, what to do, how to respond.
Yeah.
And then our hope is, of course, once they finish those and return them to us, that we can push them out over Facebook, over our website, whatever. They're going to also be showing them throughout a lot of businesses and medical practices in the community, but the more people we can reach, the better.
That's good. That's good stuff, because all of those things, you never know when you're going to be wherever, and all of a sudden an active shooter takes place. What do you do?
Exactly. I mean, we're doing obviously a lot of training internal with our sworn members, and we've actually also extended that out to the community. We've gone to the mall, we've gone to Spotsylvania Town Center, the community colleges, and so forth, to help those people with how to respond. We've even given some instruction to county employees, but this is for the general public that may not have access to that. So they're excellent safety messages.
Yep, and they're short, so you're not taking up a lot of time, but it gives you enough time just to think.
Just reminds you of those basics that you tend to forget.
Yeah,
and
in a lot of those, with active shooter or any of them, just knowing your surroundings, and just if you watch some of these, who knows, you pick up just a little nugget here or there.
I mean, just with the female self-defense, just awareness. I mean, it's a single word, and yet it has a huge impact. So
those are going to be, if you haven't liked the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office Facebook page, you should, because there's all kinds of interesting stuff pops up there.
Absolutely. The safety videos will start showing soon, but all of our community events that we've talked about this morning, everything we do is on our Facebook page.
And a lot of side things. I know in the past week you've had stories about just the equestrian unit you have, and just a lot of different when you go into schools and do things. A lot of that stuff shows up on Facebook.
It is. It's an excellent way to find out what's available for kids, parents, anyone to participate in. As you just mentioned, the equestrian unit, we just added a new horse to that team. So we've got a lot of exciting things coming on, and this is our busy time of the year when things really start happening. So if people stay tuned to the website and Facebook, they will find out a lot of things they can participate with.
Yep. Now, if you're a Spotsylvania County resident, you really ought to like that, just so you can see some of these updates. You may see something you want to do. You may see a video. Just a lot of stuff on the Sheriff's Office Facebook page that'll keep you up to date.
Absolutely. And this is a good time. I'll let Lieutenant Owens actually speak more to this. But we do have an app, and I think it's a good chance to remind people of that, too. We have an app for smartphones that goes kind of a step above and beyond just Facebook notification.
Yeah, and just to go on the Facebook page, you know, in addition to all the public safety stuff we do or public events, mm-hmm. we post, you know, wanted people or crimes that have happened with pictures of people.
Yeah.
And we get a lot of shares with that. There are people in the community who want to help and, you know, identify people who are suspects in crimes. But what Captain Wright was talking about, the Sheriff app that we have, it's for iPhone and Android. You can download, and that's that gives you alerts about what's going on in the community, which that piggybacks on our Spotsy alert system.
Okay.
And it also mimics our web page, so anything that's on our web page is on that Sheriff app as well. It also has all the court information, our school resource officer contact list, all of that information is on there. And actually this Friday we're relaunching our website. We're changing some things up, and that's gonna launch on Friday, so we're excited about having a new look on our website.
Okay, new website. In fact, you know, I can't think offhand what the address is.
SpotsylvaniaSheriff.org.
Okay, easy enough. SpotsylvaniaSheriff.org. No, all of these are great things. Like I say, anybody who's a Spotsylvania resident or just wants to be involved in the community, even if you're not a Spotsylvania resident, because like you say, you do post a lot of wanted kind of things, and who knows, you may have been around or a particular crime when it was happening, don't even know it, but or you recognize a person.
Right. And crime is not jurisdictional, you know, it crosses boundaries. So yep. If somebody's committing a crime in Spotsylvania, they may also be doing it in Fredericksburg or Stafford. So we want everybody to like our page and follow us.
Well, the other thing is, it's getting better and better. Just some of the pictures, some of the surveillance cameras, some of the newer pictures are really clear.
Well, the quality of systems now that businesses has come a long ways from the old days where it was just grainy video
black and white.
Could barely see what was in it. So now it's really nice, the quality of the camera systems that people have.
So I know a lot of times I look at these pictures and I think, there's got to be somebody who recognizes, because they're so clear. A lot of times they're looking right into the camera, and so that's and like you say, you don't have to just be a Spotsylvania resident. A lot of stuff that goes on in the community, you just, you know, like everybody around here, and you'll stay up to date.
And real quick on that, Ted, we also have a safety zone, a designated safety zone at the sheriff's office in the front parking lot, which is marked. That's where if people do transactions on Craigslist or eBay, or they're exchanging their kids mm-hmm. for you know, people that are divorced or something, it's videotaped there at the office, so it's safe for people to come there and conduct that business or whatever they need to do, and it can be seen by the sheriff's office personnel.
What a great thing, because you often don't want to do that at your home.
That's true. That safe zone, I think, will be readily available to the public in about a week or two. Yes. And we'll be releasing that information on Facebook, website, and our Spotsy Alert, just to let people know it's up and running and available to them.
Now, that's a huge concern to a lot of people, of wanting to do that kind of thing, or just anything. Where do you do something that's safe?
Right. And, you know, with people doing transactions on Craigslist, if you're selling a iPad or something and somebody knows that you're going to have $400 cash in your pocket and you meet in the middle of a shopping center parking lot, and a lot of people get robbed because that's a crime of opportunity for somebody to take advantage of somebody knowing they have that cash on them.
Yeah.
So the sheriff's office is a safe spot to do those transactions.
That's a terrific. That's a terrific thing. And when once that becomes official, and you'll let everybody know, and we'll let people know too. But that's to have a camera there, and you just know that whatever you do, you're going to be able to conduct it safely.
That's right.
And again, the new Spotsylvania website will come out on Friday. SpotsylvaniaSheriff.org is the website for that, and also You can get information on the app. And now we talked about, you mentioned, Robert, the Spotsy alert system. Again, that's another way to only takes a few seconds to sign up for that.
That's right. And a lot of people, sometimes they get upset about that, especially like when we had the tornadoes and things coming through here. And I think that day alone, we had like 35 alerts come through. But that's also tied to the National Weather Service mm-hmm. system. And those alerts come out automatically, and that's to keep people informed about what's going on, if they need to yep. seek shelter and that type of thing. Of course, all that is also transmitted over our app as well. So you would get those alerts if you signed up
for the app. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. So get that app. I didn't even know about the app. I will get that before the morning is done. The Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office here. First Sergeant Sean Jones, Securing the Faithful is a program. You did that, had the first installment of that, was it last week?
That's correct, Ted. It was last Tuesday. It's a four-part series. We partnered with the Germanna Community College Police, and we're doing presentations on securing the faithful. Basically what it is, it's a four-part series on security topics for your church. The first part was overview of security for your church, how to set up a security team. The second part is going to be emergency preparedness for your place of worship. Third part is going to be active shooters in places of worship. And the fourth part is bringing it all together, establishing policies and procedures, and selecting staff members for your security team. We met with the folks. There's some other topics that they wanted to include, so we're going to try to work it in. And they even talked about establishing maybe a faith-based security council, where we can meet quarterly and discuss concerns that are taking places in the church. With all the violence that have been occurring in places of worship, we thought it was something that we could do to give back to the places of worship. And there's a lot of participation from Spotsylvania County and outside of Spotsylvania as well.
But what a great program, because it's funny, because just a few weeks ago I was somewhere and went by one of the more rural churches, and I thought, a lot of these places, with just the way things are today, are just vulnerable. We talk about leaving our house, you know, don't leave your house wide open. Unfortunately, a lot of places like churches and all, you got to rethink some of the way you've done things.
Oh yes, I mean you got to look at what you're doing. You got to have some type of plan in place. You know, if you have severe weather, a lot of times people don't even have that in place. What to do if we have a tornado mm-hmm. while church is in service? They don't have anything like that in place. Or, you know, we talked about larcenies from your home. We encourage people to log all of their serial numbers and so forth of the valuable items and electronics. Same thing with places of worship. They're just like, hey, that's a good idea. We're not doing it to scare them. We're doing it to open their eyes and get them involved.
Well, it's good that you've got a number of people involved, and again, April 19th is the second one of the installments.
That's correct. It starts at 6 p.m. We can go anywhere till we're slated to go up to 9 p.m. Good topics, good conversation. It might go a little bit longer because everybody was so involved with it, but it's coming up on April the 19th. It's going to be at 6 p.m., and it's going to be at the Fredericksburg campus of Germanna Community College.
Okay, and you've got then a couple more after this, right?
Oh, yes. And then, you know, once we get in there, I'll get you on an email list and give you information on the upcoming classes as well. But it's going to be it's a four-part series. It might expand to something larger than that. We don't know. They're asking for information. One of the topics that was brought up last week is how to handle emotionally disturbed people. And that's another component we may add into one of the next classes as well.
Yeah. Okay. It is the Securing the Faithful program. And again, all the information on this and everything we're talking about this morning, you can find on the Facebook page for the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office, also their new website. Drug take-back is something that gets done a couple times a year in this area.
It's twice a year. It's usually in April and October. It's done. Our agency is doing it, as well as other local law enforcement agencies that are participating as well. Our event is coming up on April the 30th. National Drug Take Back is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to be at our usual three locations. First, Spotsylvania Memorial Regional Hospital. We have a deputy there and some of our volunteers out there as well. We'll also be at the Mary Washington Freestanding ER. That's located on Spotsylvania Avenue. And we also will be at Company 10 on Gordon Road. Just like last time, any unwanted prescriptions, medications, sharps, you name it, we're going to take it and dispose of it properly.
It's an easy thing. You just pull up, you drop it off. I couldn't believe last fall I went to the Gordon Road stop and figuring, there'll be just a little there because this is a little bit off the beaten path a little bit. And they were just
they usually loaded. Line up.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd be amazed at how many phone calls we get. I had 5 messages within the last week on when's your next drug take back.
Well, that's good that people are wanting to get rid of stuff. And this is a great thing that gets done, like you say, a couple times a year. And the next one, the drug take back is April 30th.
That's correct.
For Sergeant Sean Jones here, Lieutenant Robert Owens, Captain Lisa Wright. When we come back, we'll talk about volunteering. The VIPS program in Spotsylvania, and a number of other things going on with the Sheriff's Office. We'll wrap it up in Town Talk on News Talk 1230
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Captain Lisa Wright, Lieutenant Robert Owens, First Sergeant Sean Jones here from the Spotsylvania Sheriff's Office. Lots of opportunity, Captain Wright, to volunteer. And you make things very easy. And as we've talked about, all these events, you rely on volunteers for a lot of them.
Absolutely. I mean, we have a great staff at the Sheriff's Office, but there's no way we could pull off all of these programs without volunteers from our community, which is why we have a program called VIPS, which is Volunteers in Police Sciences or Police Services. Lieutenant Owens and First Sergeant Jones actually brought the program back to us from Fairfax in 2014. And just a couple of weeks ago, we had our annual VIPS meeting and celebrated the fact that in last year alone, they donated over 3,000 hours to us. And that's 3,000 hours that, you know, are no cost to the taxpayer. It's people that live in our community. They may be retired. They may still be working, but they want to give back in some way. And they're volunteering on all kinds of levels at our animal shelter, our community events, filing and paperwork in the office, search and rescue. So they're really getting involved, and we couldn't do it without them. So we certainly encourage anyone that has any interest to reach out to us. Anyone 21 years of age or over who lives in the county that would like to give some time to our office.
And you'll plug people into what they feel comfortable and what they're good at.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Speaking of which, we're still waiting on your application.
I know. It's, she was talking
that
about
is a little
that.
Overdue.
I know. I did have one somewhere. So, yes. And if someone is interested in finding out more about that, I'm sure there's information on the website.
There is. Deputy Smeal in our unit actually runs that program. They can reach out to her. Through our non-emergency number, 582-7115.
Okay. Drive Smart is something that the Sheriff's Office has been involved in the past couple of years. It's been at the Walmart parking lot over a weekend, but you're taking it right to the schools this year.
That's right, Ted. And actually, the last 2 years, it was the Arrive Alive program we did, and First Sergeant Jones reached out to this Drive Smart program, which is very similar.
Okay.
But they're going to come to the individual high schools. They're going to hit each school in the county. And that way more kids can be targeted, and this is just a huge safety thing for the kids to show the dangers of texting and driving and drinking and driving. They have their simulator. And that thing to demonstrate that, and that is an excellent thing for the kids to learn the dangers of that.
So your kids in school will be dealing with that come the first week in May.
First week in May, May 2nd through the 6th, they'll be at all the high schools in the county.
Sean, you're doing a football camp this year. You had some Redskins last year who came down and helped out with a football camp.
That's correct, Ted. Gary Clark came down last year and brought some of his former teammates down to our to Massaponnet High School for the Sheriff's Office football camp. And they're coming back again this year. It's going to be June the 27th to June the 30th. The time of the camp is 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's brought to you by players of the Redskins, former Redskins, and also Berkshire Hathaway Home Services. They're one of the big sponsors for this event as well. If you're interested in signing your child up for the event, please register your kid at www.yournflexperience.com.
Okay, you probably should do that pretty soon because as I remember last year, it filled up pretty quick.
They had, I think it was over 700 kids came for that camp last year.
And I think you picked the hottest
week. And it was the hottest week of the summer.
Summer. It was really hot, is all I remember. But give that website again if someone wants to sign their kids up.
Yes, www.yournflexperience.com.
Okay, yournflexperience.com. Sean, you and Robert are going to be involved in the Silver Prom again this year. Tell us about that.
What do you want to know? It's a partnership that we found with the YMCA, and they bring in local seniors from throughout the community together for a prom. It's a very wonderful experience. So we got to dress up last year with our tuxedos on, got to go out and mingle with the seniors, and even got our dance on with a few of them.
Exciting is that? So that's,
it was a good time. We did the YMCA, and we had the best time. It was a good time.
That is May 7th and at the Spotsylvania Y.
That's right.
That's right. Okay. We're going to be at it again this year.
Okay. Captain Wright, you've been known to play a round of golf or two occasionally.
That is a favorite pastime.
May 16th, charity golf tournament?
Yes, Spawn Lake this year, first time ever. It's Monday, May 16th, and all money from this golf tournament goes back to all of our charity programs, the Blue Christmas, Back to School, DARE, K-9, everything that we do for the community. That's what this golf tournament's all about. We need teams and sponsors and silent auction items. So please, again, reach out to us if you can participate or would like to donate to the charity tournament.
A lot of these programs, everything we've talked about, there's money involved some way, and
exactly.
That's in something like this. These people that are involved with these charity golf tournaments really provide a lot.
That provides us our financial base to carry them out.
So again, a charity golf tournament May 16th at Fawn Lake, and I'm assuming you're gonna get your clubs out that day?
Lieutenant and I will definitely be on a team. Most definitely.
I would play if someone give me some golf lessons.
And we're going to make that happen.
Never got them.
I would like to follow your group. That would be fun. Again, a reminder, it is April. When is Coffee with the Sheriff, Robert?
April 13th. April 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Harrison Crossing McDonald's.
McDonald's. That is Coffee with the Sheriff. Autism Awareness Day is April the 10th at Riverbend. And the Heroin Summit, the 28th of April at Germana. Securing the Faithful is April 19th. And that, again, is a Germana program. First Sergeant Sean Jones, Lieutenant Robert Owens, Captain Lisa Wright. Guys, thank you very much. It's going to be busy. And as a lot of this stuff comes to fold, we'll be covering it. And we'll have you back to talk about it. Thanks.
Thanks, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
That is it for Town Talk. Thanks for joining us. See you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.